Let's start. Okay, everybody, so new Malacha today. Malacha's Lisha. I shouldn't really say this to you. It's not a really good introduction, but it's one of the harder ones. Not really good introduction to say this, but the mice, it's true. But hopefully we'll pull our way through it, and we'll see what happens. Anyone just think before we start, where could it be relevant, this Malacha? Where's Losh relevant on Shabbos? Eggs? Eggs with mayonnaise, oil, what else? Oh, wow. It's a good thing you all came tonight, I think. No one can have anything else where it's relevant to?
Weetabix.
Yeah, quite a lot of cereals. Mashed potatoes. Fish with mayonnaise. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, I'm pleased you all came. Very good. I'm pleased you all come. Right. Start with a little introduction here from the Sefer Orech HaShabbos. So he says that what happened was in the Mishkan, what happened, we finished with Teuch and Merak and all that, the flour is nice and pure. So now what they do is they grind it up, and according to many Rishonim, they're going to make the colouring for the curtains, for the ureas. So they make the dyes, they have to make the dyes. So how they made the dyes was that they had to mix the herbs, mix it with water, make a paste. That is the Malacha of Losh. You bind together little particles with a liquid, and that combination binds it together. That is the Malacha of Losh. I want to show you something about this. I'm not much of a baker, but you must realize when you add flour to water, what? Yeah, I don't want to make a mess here, that's the problem. I'll be in trouble. So, when you make challahs normally, what normally happens is like this. You put the flour in, as far as I know. You put flour in like this, yeah? Put some flour in. That's number one stage. So close this up, this packet. Now look what happens, my friends. Got any flour over here? Right, put some water in over here. Not too much, very good. Oh! Now look, if you come over here, you can see that as soon as you add water to flour, some of it sticks away together. You add a bit more sticks together, yeah? But no one's going to make a dough like this, would you? What do you do next?
Put more flour in,
yeah? And then what do you do?
Yeast.
What else?
Sugar, salt.
Yeah, you're missing the main thing, my friends.
Eggs.
All the main ingredients. You're like my plumber over here. You know, you're asking for one thing that's wrong. He comes around with another 10 different things that's gone wrong. I want to know, what's the basic thing in Losh? You mix it. What you do is, this is what you got here. It's quite a lot stuck together. You knead it. And what you do is you mix it together. I don't want to get myself to... You know what I mean? I have done. I'm about to show you properly what you do now. Just mix it properly. Oh, actually, I might go into bakery. I'm not sure. It could be worth going to bakery. Look at this, what I've done here. This is a good mixture. Good texture. Thank you very much, sir. It's a good texture. So, this is the Malacha of Losh. So I should have put a glove on. Yeah. Now you're talking. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Right, my boys. What I want to bring out with this over here is a very interesting point. You can see that when you mix flour and water, there's two parts to it. The first part is it blends a bit together straight away, and then there's part two that you have to knead it to make it blend better. Where is the Malacha of Losh? So, this is the Gemara actually in Shabbos, and the Gemara in Shabbos says that there's two parts of Lisha. One is adding the water, and one is the kneading. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Echad HaLishna Samayim, Echad HaLishna Kavah, one puts the water in, one puts the flour in. So Rebbe holds, when you put the water in, what I did just now, as soon as the water makes contact with the flour, and it sticks together a bit, that is the Malacha of Losh. That is the Issa Min HaTorah of Losh, takes place as soon as there is a small binding that takes place. The initial binding is already called Losh. The Gemara carries on, Rabbi Yehuda Yomer, Ein Echai Vachigaba. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The Malacha of Losh, Min HaTorah, is over here, only when I did my final stage over here, when I kneaded it with my hands, And I made it now into a thick mass. You can see what it is now, this over here. It's a thick mass which sticks together, a big lump. That is when the melacha of losh takes place. Before that, just the water mixing with the flour is not losh min haTorah. It could be midrabon nitasa, but the losh min haTorah is only when you actually knead it properly. Yeah? So it's a machlokes in the Gemara between Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda. Again, Rebbe holds just the actual contact of water with the flour, it automatically binds a little bit together. It's not a very good binding, but it binds slightly together. Rebbe holds that already itself is enough to make you chayev for losh. Rebbe Yehuda says that's not enough. Min haTorah, the chayev of losh is only when it's bound properly. That is a proper binding that takes place. That's when you're chayev min haTorah. That's part one, yeah? He carries on over here. That's Rabbi Yisrael there. La halacha, posku roiv rishonim Rabbi Yisrael b'Yehuda. This is a fundamental for Hilchot Losh. You're going to see that most rishonim take on, like Rabbi Yisrael b'Yehuda, that the issa min haTorah is the actual binding. Very important point to remember this. The binding, you have to actually knead it together to make it issa min haTorah. However, we try to accommodate the other shitta, which holds just the mixing is also awesome. So we're going to try through Losh to accommodate both shittas. One other thing, another Gemara, which is also important to mention, and that is the Gemara in Zvochim, which says that if someone puts pishton flax into water, he puts seeds of flax into water, he is chayev according to everyone straight away. Why, says the Gemara? Because the Gemara says there, because the nature of these flax seeds and water is when they bind together, they don't need anything else done. It's automatic. Just in contact, water with this solid, it's connected together in such a way, there's a bond together, you don't even need to knead that. Can anyone tell me, what am I thinking about, which is very similar to that, Rabbi Yisai? Very good. Weetabix with milk is a very good example of this. You put milk into Weetabix, as soon as the milk hits the Weetabix, more or less instantly, you've got a bond without you having to knead it. It depends how much milk you put in, but normally you put a small amount of milk in, it bonds together so well. Yeah, but it's not bonded with the liquid. The iss of losh is, you're going to see, the iss of losh is to join solids together with a moisture, some sort of moisture. So you're right, the wheat is bonded together already. The baking, it's probably baked or pressed, it's heat pressed like that probably, so that keeps it together. Sorry? Yeah, yeah, there's a head of losh like a losh, but the mat is not losh anyway, it wasn't done with the liquid. It's done with the liquid. But by the way, that's also important actually. There's no heter of losh somach asuda here, yeah? So what I'm showing you bring down, there's no heter of losh somach asuda. If losh is osa, it's always osa. There's no heter, you're doing it near the meal time, that makes it mutter. Okay. Right, so let's just see what else it could be over here. So I've got a few examples I wrote down over here. For example, you want to make. So the idea of losh is you're making a mass of something sticking together. So I've got an example of you. Obviously, make flour, for example. You make flour bread, cereals. You put liquids into certain cereals which bind together. That could be a problem. Jelly grada, I don't think, as far as I remember, I did try out jelly once, actually. As far as I remember, jelly, we're going to come to that, but jelly doesn't bind together as a paste. It just dissolves. It just goes from a solid to a liquid. You've got a problem of moilid, but you haven't got a problem of losh. Because it's not particles that bind together. Yeah, it's a liquid that congeals. It becomes like a solid. So you're changing from a liquid to a solid. That's iss of moilid. That's not iss of losh. Okay, that is the machlokes over there. Another very important thing. Another hadoma, which is very very important, which the Gemara says, and that is very important. The Gemara says there's a difference between a lisha ovo and a lisha rako. The Gemara says if a person does what I did over here, this mixture over here. Oh, it's rubbish. I'm hard. This mixture over here, this flour over here, which mixed, is called a lisha ovo. It's a thick mixture. The chaznish is masbir. What makes a thick mixture? A thick mixture means when you tilt it. Well, I wouldn't say it wouldn't come out. It might, if it moves very, very slowly off place, that's called a lisha ovo. If it moves, or it doesn't move, but if it moves, sorry, if it moves very. Allergic to flour. Don't go into baking. Oh, I'm going to tell you not to go into baking. If you make a thick mixture, and the mixture, the end result is a big lump, and the lump is such a like a dough. So the dough, some dough, colored dough, for example, if you put it on a plate, you tilt it. I mean, eventually, you turn the plate upside down, it's going to fall off, obviously. I mean, unless you've got something wrong with your dough, I suppose. But normally, the dough will move off, but it moves very, very slowly. The Chavnis says that's called a Lisha Ova. That, if a person makes that on Shabbos, he's done an Issa Minatoyah. If a person makes a Lisha Raka is runny. That means it's mixed together. He's got flour mixed with water. You can see it's bonded together. You can see it, it's bonded together. But it's in such a way that when you tilt the whole thing runs down. So it's quite loose. It runs down very easily. That is called a Lisha Raka. That also can't be made on Shabbos. It's an Issa Midrabon. Okay? Those are more or less the rules for Lisha. Let me just go again what we said. First of all, we went into the machlokes about where is the Lisha. Is the Lisha just the combination of a liquid together with a solid? That's one shit that we don't hold on. We hold the ikhalach we hold is the actual mixing is the Lisha, yeah? The actual kneading together, moving with your hands to mix it together, that is the Lisha minatera. The other Lisha, when it just combines together, is osu midrabon. That's one. And now there's another thing called a Lisha ova. Even when you're not allowed to make this dough, the issa min ha-Torah of making this dough is when the dough is very, very thick. It's a thick mass. Thick means, I said to you, it's so hard to move that it moves, either it doesn't move at all, which is very rare, or it moves so slowly down the plate, that is a defines the Lisha ova. If it's a Lisha raka, that means it's a mixture of things bonded together. You can see particles, items, dry stuff is bonded together into something, but it's very loose, it's runny. When you turn the plate, the thing runs off it, that's called a Lisha raka. There is another thing, the Moshi made a coffee on Shabbos. There's no issue of losh there, because what happens there, that's the same case as jelly. There, the particles just dissolve. There's not there, there's nothing there. Losh has to be, you've got a binding of some particles together with a moisture. If the particles just go away, there's nothing there, then you can't be able to losh. So cocoa, coffee, tea, all these things that you make into the tea granules you make, all these things dissolve, and therefore there's no problem whatsoever losh. You can't have a problem with bishul, that's another shabbi, you won't have a problem of losh. The other thing you have to know as well is that jelly, as far as I remember, I did try this out once with jelly. Jelly does not become particles, not particles that are bound together. It's a liquid, and you can see the liquid just changes from a runny liquid to a solid liquid. But you're not binding any powder together. You don't find any powder which is bonded together. Therefore, that's not the shayla of losh, that is a shayla of moilin, which is awesome, which I want. It's awesome, which I want on Shabbos, yeah? Custard powder, I've never made custard powder. Anyone made custard powder here before? Custard powder, I think they say, could be also losh. It's also a powder which sticks together and it becomes a solid. It becomes like into a powder. That could be problematic. Yeah? So you have to know what you're making. Where else can you have? The moshel someone could put. So, instant potatoes, I don't know what instant potatoes. Not, is it a powder instant potatoes? But then, let's see what happens. What happens then? What happens? Okay, the powder changes into potato. I don't know. I'll have to think about it. I'm not sure because I don't know any particles there. I don't know. It's lumps of potato. I don't know. I can't. It's that little bit. Like I was saying, that could be a chayra problematic. Then. If that, the chayra, then I'll check it out. The chayra, that could be very problematic. Breadcrumbs into yogurt, Lamosh. The person wants to make for his baby, Lamosh, he wants to put some breadcrumbs into yogurt. Okay, you don't like that. Some people might enjoy it. You wouldn't order it from a restaurant, you say. You wouldn't order that. Some people might like that. So you put breadcrumbs into yogurt. So it depends now what you're doing. If you put a few breadcrumbs into the yogurt, yeah? So you're going to get, if it's only a few, then it'll be a runny mixture, so it'll be a Lisha Raka. If you put a lot of breadcrumbs into yogurt, you're going to end up with a Lisha Ova, a thick mixture. So either way, you mustn't do it the normal way on Shabbos, because you're running into problems. You've made a Lisha. You've either made a Lisha Ova. I say, if you put a lot of breadcrumbs in, and you make a thick mixture, it's going to become a thick mixture. The crumbs are going to mix together with the yogurt. It's going to become a mass together. You're going to be hard to pour. It's a liquid. It's still a liquid. Yeah, but now you're binding the crumbs into it, yeah? No, but the crumbs were never bonded together. The yogurt might be together, but the crumbs were never together. You're now binding the crumbs to the yogurt. That's where your Lisha is. I'm not worried about your yogurt, you're right. The yogurt's not a problem with Lisha, but the problem is now you put your breadcrumbs into the yogurt, you are now binding your breadcrumbs into the yogurt, so the breadcrumbs are now being overlosh.
You should have a soup and put loads of mandels in it.
Mandels, no, that's not binding together. It doesn't stick together, the mandels. No, it doesn't bind together. You might have a lot of them in there. It's like you put rice and Rice Krispies into your thing. That's not, that doesn't bind together. Your breadcrumbs, the breadcrumbs stick together. The breadcrumbs, like a powder or matzo meal, these things stick together. That could be a problem. But it has to be something with spice together. Sorry? I don't think so. I just want to give you a few examples of binding. When I talk about binding, binding could be with anything. You could have binders can bind things. The most important person's got egg. Cuts up quite, he's mashed up the egg, let's say, either on Shabbos, there's no token with eggs. Let's say he's mashed up the egg on Shabbos. Or before Shabbos, whatever he does, he's mined it quite fine. And now he puts some oil, pours oil into the egg, and he gives it a nice stir, he mixes it very nicely. The chayus dan losh. He puts mayonnaise into the egg. Also, there's no thing which has to be a definition. A losh could be any liquid, anything which binds that together. There's no specific liquid it has to be. It could be wine, water, anything you want that you use in there which is going to bind it together, that is a problem of losh. So you use mayonnaise, it can also be a problem of losh. Yeah? Anything that binds things together is problematic with the malacha of losh. I'm just trying to think of some more examples over here. Sorry? No, because you're not binding it together. Well, it's not binding, it's all there. You're not binding the flour together. That's binding. Crumbs, you can say, when you've got crumbs and you put it into your liquid, you can say that you're binding, you're bonding the crumbs into a liquid. In your challah, I don't want to call it, you put your challah, you soak your challah into a liquid, into a tea or a wine, whatever it is. You're not binding the particles there. It's all there. Everything was there together. The what do you call it, was there. You're not binding it. You're not making new matzias, I don't think. That could be a new material. Losh has to be small pieces. That's another important thing in losh. Losh, the definition of losh is small pieces. That has to be the losh. Losh is only with small pieces. So you put a big color into your thing, that's not losh. Yeah, that losh has to be small pieces. So that's an important definition. Sorry? No, losh is not only good in the karka. It doesn't have to be duck good in the karka. Losh can be even not good in the karka, as far as I remember. It could be non-food items, mud, cement, anything like that, which you bind together, that can also be included in the malacha of losh. So losh is quite encompassing, yeah? It's quite a few things it can be. I'm just trying to think where else it could be. I mean, matzah meal is a common thing. Matzah meal binding matzah meal into a make a cereal. Let's say you pour milk onto matzah meal. On Shabbos, you want to bind the matzah meal together, that could be a problem of losh, yeah? So, because let's make a quick sikkur, we just said tonight. We started off with Agdoma, that there's two parts of losh normally. One is when you pour the liquid onto the item and it sticks together a little bit. That's, according to Rav Rishonim, the iss of losh is not that stage. The iss of losh is when you actually knead it together and you make this thing over here together as is. You can see, look, I've done it so well, I can turn it upside down even it won't come out. Yeah, but that's still called losh because lemaisa, that's called a thick mat. This, if I would have done this on Shabbos, that would be an issur minatoira. What I did, that mixing of flour and water in that stage, what I did over here to make this mixture, is an issur minatoira of losh. I'm sure no one would eat it, but lemaisa, that would be the issur minatoira. And then we spoke about you have a lisha ovo. The issur minatoira finishes off if it's a thick mixture. That means a thick mixture is it hardly moves or it moves very slowly off the plate. That's called a thick mixture. And then we said binding can be used any a substance which clings together, mayonnaise, oil, water, wine, anything, margarine, anything which makes things stick together is also the issa of losh. All right, everybody. This week, Mary will be.